انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
In our world, we have different languages, cultures, skin colors, ethnicities, and religions. United States and Egypt are two rich communities with huge diversity in all aspects. However, difference should not be a reason to fight, disrespect, or exclude each other. Difference can be intriguing, provoking interesting discussions. Here with you, Rama, in Compelling Difference on Radio 90s FM.
Compelling Difference مع رحمة ليل كل يوم اثنين الساعة 10:30 بالليل على تسعينات FM.
Hello everyone and welcome to Compelling Difference. Here is you today, Rama, on Radio 90s FM. If you want to call us or contribute to the program, please call us on 01-00-427-894. You can also contribute to the program by answering the question of today's episode on Radio 90s FM Facebook page. You can also contribute from the US, but you should add 0112 before the mentioned number. Today's question is, what's your impression when someone says they are feminists? So, in last episode, we have discussed the concept of family in the United States and Egypt. We have also discussed the main family gatherings in the United States and Egypt, like Thanksgiving and Ramadan. And we have also discussed domestic violence and adoption. In today's episode, we will discuss something related to women. Women are the most important part of the family. So, we will talk about women empowerment. We will talk about girls' power. We will talk about feminism. So why it's so hard to define feminism? Feminism is simply believing that men and women should be perceived equally and treated equally regardless of gender norms and the gender rules put by the society. Feminism is also the recognition that the gender rules and the gender norms have affected the lives of women negatively. In the United States, 61% of American women say that the word feminist describes them well. And I wonder why, there is no more people believing that the word feminism would describe them, because actually a fun fact about the United States is that the 19th Amendment of the Constitution granted American women the right to vote only 100 years ago. So I have imagined there would be more women describing themselves as being feminists, because the word or the methodologies of feminism have led more women to have the right to vote and to have the right for education. So yeah, women have been treated poorly throughout history. Examples for this were the exclusion of women in the workforce, is the exclusion of women in the political office, and the systematic rape of women in the times of war, domestic violence, and intimate partner violence. So basically, we have people who wouldn't define themselves as being feminists, even though women are treated very poorly. So why it's really hard to define what feminism is? Because the feminist movement has intersected with the labor movement, anti-slavery movement, and civil rights movement. Also, feminism means different things to different people. Some Muslim women might believe they are feminists because they are wearing the scarf, because they believe that wearing the scarf would make men look at their mind more or think of their soul, not just their body, while another girl would think, no, showing off her body would mean being more empowered. And it's really hard to determine who's right and who's wrong in a world where everyone is different. So Yeah, feminism also had many difficulties going forward in the society. This is because women didn't have the right to vote in many countries until the middle of the 20th century. And without having the right to vote, women didn't have enough representation in the political offices. This led to the problems of women being hard to be heard and to be listened to. Also, women have less economic resources than men. Despite the progress of women getting into the labor force, significant wage gap between men and women still exists. So what is the definition of gender wage gap? Gender wage gap is basically the difference in earnings between women and men, and this gap is wider for women in color in the United States. In the United States, women of all races earn just 82 cents for every $1 earned by men of all races, resulting in a wage gap of 18 cents. So there are many reasons for this wage gap. The first factor is the differences in industries or job worked by men and women. So basically, the women would do jobs like home health aides or children being child care workers, and these jobs don't pay really well. However, men would do jobs with engineering or industry, or they would do construction, and these jobs pay really well. Also, there is a difference in the hours worked between men and women. So basically, women are expected to spend more time at home caring for the family, while men are expected to spend most of their time at work. So basically, this gives men more opportunity to prove themselves at work, while this gives a huge burden to women to work on. There is also difference in the years of experience between men and women. Women have to go through maternity leave, and sometimes in some countries like the United States, the maternity leaves are unpaid, so they would have less opportunities in work. There's also difference between, or a huge discrimination against women in jobs like engineering or majors like physics, because some people believe that guys are smarter than girls, which is not true. They're just different, and these individual differences should not define whether you would be good in math or not, because this doesn't depend on your gender. This depends on your individual abilities. So basically, women have to go through more hardships to prove themselves at work, while women don't have to go through the same hardships. We will learn more about women in Egypt when we're back.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm unstoppable, I'm a force of will. unstoppable today.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Compelling Difference with Rama. So we were basically talking about women in the United States, and we were talking about the wage gap between men and women. So it's the time to talk about women in Egypt. So in the times of pharaohs, or in the very ancient times of Egypt, women were equal to men. And women were actually queens of Egypt, like the Queen Hatshepsut. Hatshepsut actually had a temple in Egypt that still reminds us of this great queen. However, in the modern times, women have problems in terms of education, workforce, and politics. In Egypt, women continue to have lower literacy than men, 65% literacy for women versus 82% for men. Even though there are many girls going to school, there is still illiteracy in Egypt. Again, for women. So basically, the Egyptian government and agencies like the U.S. Agency for International Development are working to solve this problem to create more equal opportunities for girls. And I'll give you today an example of this. And the example is basically me, because I actually got my scholarship to study material science and engineering by USAID. To study material science and engineering at Rutgers University in the United States. So basically, my scholarship aimed at empowering girls and empowering more women to pursue high education and to give women more opportunities. This resulted in more equity, because women didn't actually have the opportunity to study abroad before. In Egypt, and also some parents wouldn't really allow their daughters to study abroad. So this big scholarship was a huge opportunity, and it was some things that I'm still grateful that my parents agreed that I would go. Another thing that I wanted to mention, that even though I got my degree in the United States, I still have a problem in Egypt in terms of being employed. I currently work as a research assistant in the American University in Cairo. Before this, I was looking for jobs in industry, and I was looking for jobs in companies, and I would find in the job application that they require male only, claiming that women are harder to deal with because they're moody or they give birth, so they need to take paid maternity leave. So what the solution is? Is the solution that women shouldn't get married or women should stay at home? Of course not. The solution is basically to have equal responsibility in terms of the family, and to have equal contribution for the family. So basically, if we ended up in a situation where both men and women give to the family, we wouldn't have this problem. And if there is something for like similar to maternity leave, something like paternity leave, we would have like men also taking time to care for children, and we will have more women taking more time to work, then we will have equality. But what happened right now is that men spend 24/7 at their work, and women would just stay at home, or they would just spend less time at work, then problems arise. And also, I want to tell all women that they should pursue their own dreams and they should pursue their own way of thinking, because the society would never be satisfied. For example, if a woman decided to get married and pursue her own dreams, at the same time, she would be thought of as a bad mom and a bad wife. And if a woman decided that she doesn't want to get married and she only wants to pursue her dreams, she would be thought of as selfish. And if a woman decided to stay at home just for her kids, people would be like, oh my God, she has no career. So I would just want to say, dear woman, you wouldn't satisfy everyone. So just pursue your own dreams and your own lifestyle without taking care much about what would people say. And with the whole debate of staying at home versus pursuing your own career, women are asked to tolerate domestic violence or physical abuse by their fathers, brothers, and husbands. And it's claimed that men are responsible for women, or women cannot take the full responsibility of their actions, so men should be more responsible. And this is something that I don't quite understand, because why women can just be responsible for their own actions? Women also have brains similar to men, so I don't really get why anyone should be in control of the other, and I don't really get why there should be someone, in addition to being control, being violent. Also, marriage and parenthood are supposed to bring the best version of you, not to leave you humiliated and crying for help. So I would repeat it over and over again. Domestic violence should not be tolerated or accepted. I will leave you now with I will Survive, and we will talk more about women empowerment when we're back.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And so you're back, I'm out of space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go, walk out the door. You're not welcome.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Compelling Difference with Rahma. So basically, we're talking about women in Egypt and the problem of women working. So now we will talk about a different problem, which is beauty standards. But before this, let me see your answers to the questions of the episode. The question of today's episode was, what is your impression when someone says that they are feminist? Hannah Gerges commented saying, I show more respect. Me too, Hannah. I show more respect as well. Iman Abdul Maqsood commented saying, I feel that there's still hope in humanity. I can't agree more, Iman. Marwa Rashad commented saying, we need someone to let us know the real meaning of feminism. We see many people in media that make feminism look really bad. I definitely agree, Marwa, because sometimes people would think of feminism as a way of just like making women look like people who hate men or people who would just be destructive in their society. And this is something that's not true. Women should empower each other and women should make each other do more and be productive. So I definitely agree with you. We need examples for good people. Karim Khalid commented saying, I do respect a lot because we have to respect women and treat them properly. I definitely agree, Karim. We don't just have to treat women properly. We must treat them properly because they are human beings and we cannot treat them in a bad way. Mirna Sami commented saying, I get hope that there are people who have good minds. That's a good one. Iman Hafiz commented saying, I can't understand the exact meaning of feminism, what they call for, or what they actually do in the real life. May some striving for real good changes, but is this true for most of them? I really don't know. Women need someone who supports them and call for their rights, but I don't know if this really happened. So my answer is, I will respect him or her. As a human, I won't judge her till I know who she is. That's fair enough. But you touched upon a very important point, which is what was the definition of feminism is. As we have been saying, there is no exact definition, but the definition that most people agree about is that feminism is basically equality or calling for equality between men and women and the recognition that there is a problem when it comes to the gender norms and the gender rules about women in the society. Raneem Leal commented saying, it depends on your definition of feminism. If you mean by it to accept all the differences of women's opinions and support them to choose what makes them feel comfortable and happy, then I'm totally proud of people who think in this way and really respect them, and I will never be judgmental with them. That's a good point, Raneem. Women actually should have the full choice and the full freedom to do whatever they want. If some women want to stay at home and raise their daughters and with their partners, they just decide they're comfortable this way, then they should go for it. But if another woman wants to have her own career, she should also have a choice. And if a girl wants to study mathematics, she shouldn't be told, oh, this is not a girly subject. So basically, yeah, girls should have the choice to choose or not to choose to do things. Ahmed Musad Alameddin commented saying, I feel they are normal human beings who stand up for what's right. That's a good one, Ahmed. Thank you. Alaa Kuwaita commented saying, when men said that, I just can't believe it. That's a good one, Alaa, because actually some men are genuine about it and they mean it, but I know that some men would say they're feminists just to get the attention of women, but they don't really mean it. I know what you're talking about, but I think you can test whether a man is really a feminist or not by their action, because actions speak louder than words. Like, if you, like, if you see him saying, I'm a feminist, but at the same time, they shout at their sisters, or they do, like, or they are involved in domestic violence against, like, against his sister or his wife, then they're not feminists, for sure. Ima Isra Abdul Muttalib commented saying, I appreciate their presence. Thank you, Isra. So, yeah. So, I wanted to talk to you today about what's meant to be a beautiful woman. In our society, unfortunately, a beautiful woman is described as a woman who is blonde, a woman who has thin, curvy body, large lips, defined nose, and just looks like the Instagram or social media models that are around us. And unfortunately, people use this against women because they make women believe that in order to be pure, beautiful, you should look like this. And these are just unattainable looks or unattainable ways of being beautiful. Of course, those people are beautiful. But other women should also believe that they are also beautiful. Otherwise, there might be bad consequences like depression, eating disorders. Some women would starve themselves or just stop eating completely just to satisfy the beauty standards of being thin. So you shouldn't also be feeling sad looking at the mirror and not liking what you see. So basically, women should not listen to those beauty standards because they are unattainable, and they should just love themselves for who they are. So as we always do, we would end our episode with tips and tricks for women empowerment. The first thing is becoming a mentor for a woman in need. Women would actually help each other. So if there is a successful woman who has her business and she has her life sorted out, if she is a mentor for another woman who is at the very early stages of her career, then this would be a great way to help each other grow. This is also an example of giving or having leadership by giving an example or having a role model. So women who are successful can be a role model for each other and mentor each other to help each other go far and beyond in their careers. We should also boost each other's self-esteem in terms of education, in terms of work, in terms of beauty, in terms of speaking up. We should advocate for each other, and we should recommend each other for jobs. We should also advocate for each other when we see something going wrong. If one of us is experiencing unfair treatment, we should all talk about it. You should also support business run by women, because instead of buying something from a chain store or a large store, you can buy something from a small business and support women in need. You can also help a new mom adjust by giving her advice or helping with babysitting. So basically, as I was saying, there are many steps to help each other grow, and you should always thank women in your life for their role and show them appreciation. At the end, I want to say, if you are a feminist, you should say proudly that you are a feminist. My name is Rahma, and I am a feminist. I hope that you have enjoyed today's episode, and I will see you next week. Goodbye!